Hello, Nelson Olmsted here. Today I want to chronicle a career which started in a railroad shack and ended in a mansion. First, let me introduce Clint Gruber, who in turn will introduce Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with his book open to a chapter from Wyoming.
When Thomas Seddon Tolliver was just 18, he arrived in Green River in southwestern Wyoming, and that was in 1883. With a population of about 2,000, the town was a rough-and-ready railroad center. The young Virginian was not long finding work as a day laborer for the Union Pacific Railroad, and his boss told him,
You don't strike me as a working stiff type, young fella, but this job will keep you in coffee and donuts if you don't mind getting your hands dirty now and then.
Well, I don't mind. Anyway, I probably won't be here too long. I'm going to be a lawyer one of these days.
A lawyer, is it? Well, suit yourself, kid. But this ain't exactly a university, you know.
Before long, Tolliver moved out of the realm of day laborer into a position as a foreman, then express messenger, then chief clerk, and finally station agent. This last was a good job, and many a lesser man would have been content to stop right there, but not Thomas Tolliver. He never lost sight of his star. While he worked, he studied not only law, but also literature, history, and the classics. Then, in 1900, he took the Wyoming State Bar Examination with such success that one of his examiners was prompted to remark,
Well, sir, I knew Thomas was a talented young man, but after seeing his work, I'm going to say I believe he's one of the truly natural legal geniuses I've ever run across.
Well, in addition to his legal accomplishments, Tolliver entered banking and politics, serving as mayor of Green River, Wyoming, for 2 years. He organized land developments, promoted local business, and helped pioneer the soda ash or trona industry, which has since become one of the mainstays of the area's economy. But the episode which probably did the most to bring Green River to the attention of the world was little more than a sidelight in the illustrious career of Thomas Seddon Tolliver. For many years, Green River was primarily a railroad center. The Union Pacific Roundhouse, repair shops, and warehouses often worked round the clock to keep the trains rolling. As a result, many citizens found it necessary to sleep during the daytime. That is, until the town somehow became the target for rather astounding numbers of itinerant salesmen who would come bright-eyed, knocking at the doors and say,
Good day, sir. I'm here to offer you a special value of Dr. Peachy's patented pine tar soap. Now, for this week only, we are prepared to sell...
You're the fourth monkey this week compounding in my door when I'm sound asleep. You better get off my porch before I throw you off, and that goes for all your peddler friends, too.
Well, for a time it seemed the entire community was getting mighty short-tempered from lack of sleep. The people decided something must be done. So Thomas Seddon Tolliver drafted and passed a city ordinance prohibiting door-to-door soliciting within the city limits. The now famous Green River Ordinance, currently in effect in many communities across the nation, became the center of a legal maelstrom which carried it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, where it was upheld. Thomas Seddon Tolliver is remembered, of course, for the Green River Ordinance, but primarily he is remembered as a true champion of justice, a genuine pioneer in area development, and above all else, an honorable gentleman who left his community far better off than when he found it.
Thanks, Nelson. There's progress...